Great. Okay, well, it looks like it's about that time, so why don't we go ahead and get the call started. My name is Amy Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're lucky to have with us tonight David Sandoval, the other owner and founder of Platinum Health Products. And what we're going to talk about tonight is weight loss and weight control. We're not going to talk about dieting. As a company, we don't actually believe necessarily in dieting, and we're going to tell you some reasons tonight why diets absolutely don't work. If you think of yourself going on a diet, you're probably not going to be that successful. Diets are an attempt to fix something really in a quick manner, and that is definitely not what we believe in and educate and promote here at Platinum Health Products. We believe in, overall nutrition, common sense nutrition, and, that eating right and exercising and changing our way of life can really impact the shape of our bodies and the health of our bodies. So we're going to talk about, Dave's going to tell us several reasons why diets don't work tonight. He's also going to talk about the myth of the fat gene, which is a really interesting concept, and as well as our plan that you can take. It's an action plan of what you can do to start actually controlling your weight or to start your weight loss program. So, Dave, are you with us? Which is are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm definitely here. I've put it into moderator mode, so it will now be recorded. I wasn't sure exactly. You hadn't requested I put it into moderator mode, so I had forgotten to, but we're in that now. So if anybody tries to speak back to us, we won't be able to hear you until after we've taken it out of moderator mode.
Okay. Well, why don't, we know obesity is, definitely a crisis in today's world, and people that they say are just maybe 10 to 20 pounds overweight, especially carrying that weight around their middle, have much higher risk factors for heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, and even obesity has been linked to cancer in recent studies. So this is a major, major topic that we all have to be concerned of, and our children are gaining weight at a rapid pace. So this information on tonight's call really is vitally important. I'm sure every single one of us knows someone, if not ourselves, need to lose a few pounds to get into that healthy range. So Dave, do you want to start out and tell us a little bit about why diets don't work?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that as Amy noted, what we believe is that lifestyle change is the only route to losing weight. Diets don't work because diets are Band-Aids. Diets are you saying you're going to do something for a short period of time. You're going to hope that during that short period of time, you're going to induce your body to eliminate so many pounds, but then you are going to revert to the lifestyle that put you into the overweight position to begin with. And the traditional diet, if you would, are all built on false premises. They're all built on the pretense that somehow you can lose fat in a rapid fashion simply by taking a pill or simply by reducing the number of calories that you consume. And I'll give you reasons, my main three reasons why I know and could prove physiologically that diets don't work. And the first reason is because most diets rely upon you cutting back the amount of food that you're eating. Now, just so that you know, when you cut back on the amount of food that you're eating, then you are also cutting back on the amount of nutrients that your body receives from food. Unless you dramatically change the type of food you're eating, but even then, if you eat a small amount of even nutritious food, your body will still be feeling as though it is unsatisfied. You will not achieve what's called cellular satisfaction. Furthermore, when you don't achieve cellular satisfaction, then your body will never be satiated. So you will have cravings and you will have urges that are going to be quite irresistible. And so diets set you up to fail. They ask you to do something that is not truly humanly possible because our very survival relies upon us getting hungry. If we did not get hungry, we would not eat, and if we didn't eat, we would starve, and we would die of malnutrition. So our hunger is a very natural thing. And if, again, we didn't get hungry, we would die. So most diets don't work, A, because they reduce the amount of food we eat. And I will show you that the only way to lose weight is to increase the amount of food that you eat. A second reason why diets don't work, and that is because when you have a reduced amount of food in your body, as we said that you're going to, your body has a natural cycle. And that natural cycle has been dictated by 10, 20, 30, or 40 years of a pattern. If every day of your life you eat so much food, and you tend to eat, again, in a pattern, you tend to form patterns, you eat around the same time, you eat around the same amount, day after day, year after year. Because of that, your body is conditioned to create a certain amount of digestive acids, digestive bile, a certain amount of enzymes, a certain amount of, again, all of the gastric juices necessary to digest that quantity of food. Your body anticipates and prepares for that food. And when you dramatically reduce the amount of food, once again you eat, then you are going to be producing a lot of digestive gastric bile that is going to upset your stomach, maybe even cause an ulcer, hiatus hernia, any number of things, because you're going to have excess acids in your body that are there expecting to address a lot of food that you used to eat. The third reason is you're going to get tired. You're going to have lower energy. Your cells, again, because they're not satisfied, they're not getting the energy that they need. All of these reasons are going to create urges, and those urges are going to force you back to the foods you know you shouldn't be eating.
Like, that's what we call comfort foods, or those mashed potatoes or pumpkin pie and things like that that we want to go for.
Whatever you see at your fingertips sometimes, right?
Right.
So the bottom line is that there is what is called the starvation reflex. The starvation reflex dictates that your body, when you reduce the number of calories that are consumed by your body, then you will tell your body that it is starving. When you reduce the number of nutrients that your cells get, then you tell your body you are starving. And when you tell your body you're starving, it does one thing. It uses everything that it takes in far more efficiently, slows down your metabolism, and takes every excess calorie and makes a fat cell. So while you're starving yourself, you are telling your body to stop burning fat, to start storing energy, and to start using far fewer calories. And that's the exact opposite, once again, of what you want your body to do.
Absolutely. It's almost likened to like a squirrel hiding their nuts away for the winter time, or like a bear that's going to go into hibernation. It needs to store up, you know, all this excess food for times when there aren't any.
That's what your body's doing, right? That's
right.
Your body believes that you're going into a time when there will be less and less food. So it conditions itself, just like the bear and anything that hibernates, it'll slow down its metabolism so that it could use the fat stores it has far more efficiently. And that is the exact opposite of what you want to accomplish. And so these are major reasons why modern diets don't work. Now there is a method that we use to help you to lose weight that is the exact opposite of that. Now here's the theory behind it. It is called the calorie antioxidant ratio. Okay? So you could call it the CAR as an easy way to remember, the calorie antioxidant ratio. Now, the calorie nutrient ratio. But either way, the number of calories you consume versus the nutrient density of the food you're eating makes all the difference in the world. When you eat a nutrient-dense, low-calorie food, then a couple of things happen. One, all of the digestive, when you eat a lot, let me reemphasize, when you eat a lot of nutrient-dense, low-calorie food, then your body will be satisfied at the cellular level. Because you're eating so much nutrient-dense food that your cells have an overload of all of the nutrients that they need to survive and thrive. And when your cells have an overload of all the nutrients they need to survive and thrive, and day after day they're getting all of the nutrients they need to survive and thrive, then it sends the exact opposite message of starvation. It says we are having so much excess that we've got to start getting rid of some of our stored energy. We're in no fear at all, and no danger. And so since we are in a time of abundance, we could spend abundantly. And what it will spend are your fat cells. And so by taking a lot of food that has a high nutrient value but a low calorie value, again, you satisfy the cellular level. You fill your stomach so you're not getting all the excess gastric juices and bile that send hunger signals. And most importantly, you do not force your body into a starvation mode. And so we believe that there is another mechanism, however, to weight loss that you must know about. Okay? And so the lifestyle change is simple. You need to consume more, a higher volume of nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods. Well, what are those? Well, traditionally, those are fruits and vegetables. There are no more nutrient-dense and low-calorie foods than fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
Vegetables a little better than fruit.
Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, the other day, I'm like, I'm hungry. What can I eat? I wanted a little snack. And I went to the refrigerator, and I grabbed some baby carrots and this huge bag of you know, I ate some, and it said this bag has like 4 servings of it and only 60 calories per serving. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know. And so I'm sitting there eating these carrots, and all of a sudden, like, I'm really full. And there's no way I ate a fourth of that bag of carrots. But it is really it is an interesting concept, whereas if I was eating a bag of potato chips, if I had chosen to grab a bag of potato chips, I guarantee you I would have eaten a whole bag of potato chips and probably not gotten near the nutrients that I got in maybe half a serving of baby carrots.
Yeah, I don't think you would have got any nutrients really at all from the potato chips, as you noted. And so the calories would have been high and the nutrients would have been low. The antioxidants would have been low. And as a consequence, that would have been a food that causes you to gain weight.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it is, fruits and vegetables are definitely, you know, packed and loaded with antioxidants. And it said that serving of the baby carrots was 60 calories. I probably didn't even have a full serving, whereas if I would have gone and grabbed chips or Doritos or something like that, the smallest bag is maybe, 220 calories. And you probably would, your cells for sure wouldn't have been satiated.
Definitely. And tell me this. What would you have been doing? I mean, how would your mouth have felt after eating the oils and the fried potato chips versus having those fresh carrots? I know that that's a wonderful feeling, the way your mouth feels when you eat good food. But let's go on to talk about the hormones, that are involved in, I was going to say, the hormonal imbalances that occur because of a certain precursor called ghrelin. Now, there's a hormone precursor called ghrelin, and it controls the hormone that goes to the brain that causes us to feel hungry. Now, imagine this. Imagine you have a balloon, and you fill the balloon full of air, okay, and you blow it up pretty big. Now, hold the balloon there, and then imagine that as you let the air out of the balloon, that the surface area, if the inside of the balloon, once you blow it up, is coated with a very thin layer of something, very thin. Then when you let the air out of the balloon, you know, and the balloon shrinks down, then the very thin coating that was on a big balloon is now a very thick coating on a small balloon.
Very
Do you understand the concept?
Area. Right, right. It's
because there's a smaller surface area.
Right.
Now, what your body does is when your body, when you fill your stomach and it gets to its fullest point, it will line the stomach with a hormone precursor called ghrelin. And then as your stomach gets smaller and smaller, that ghrelin concentrates more and more. And the more the ghrelin concentrates, the stronger signal that's sent to your brain that you are hungry. So think about this at Thanksgiving. When you have that huge meal, do you know that you're going to be ravenously hungry just a few hours later?
Oh, my
Seriously.
Gosh, that's so – no, it's serious. And then, like, you usually have a second helping. You know,
yeah.
You have the leftovers, like, at, like we – Thanksgiving like at noon, and so I'm always having a second meal of it like by 5 o'clock that night.
But you've eaten so much, but what's happened is it's stretched your stomach, and so you will begin to crave larger and more frequent meals because of that one large meal, because you've stretched that balloon, and when you did, your body produced a lot more ghrelin, and the concentration of the ghrelin is going to be greater faster. And this leads to an ever-expanding stomach. And this is what eating really large meals does. And so the combination of having nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods and having those very, very frequently in smaller amounts, just like your carrots, Amy, is a beautiful example of how to control your weight. We talked about weight control, remember, and weight management.
Right.
So we're not talking about weight loss, because that's like it will happen. You will drop pounds. You will reduce your weight. I'm sorry, we're not talking about dieting, I meant to say. Because, again, the funny thing is, it's sort of silly, but the first three letters in dieting is diet, is die.
Yeah,
and the reason why is because when we diet, we tell our body we are dying.
Right.
We are starving ourselves. We are starving to death, and that sends that signal to not die. So when we say diet to our body, or says, no, don't diet, and that's the wrong signal. But when we saturate our body with nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods, our body will gladly give up its stores of excess fat. Now, Amy, how many fat cells do you think the human body has?
Oh, I have no idea. A lot.
Would it surprise you if I told you none?
Oh, yeah.
There's no such thing as a fat cell. We have cells, and inside of our cells, we have fatty deposits. Okay? So when we burn fat, we're not getting rid of cells. Our body has the same number of cells. The question is, how big are those cells? Really heavy people have really big, heavy cells. Really thin people have thin, light cells. And so it's vitally important to note that we, in order to burn fat, we need to actually increase the efficiency of every cell. And every cell is fed nutrients. And when the cells are fed enough nutrients, they will release the fat.
Wow. Interesting. I never thought about it that way. That's really interesting.
Saturate the cells with nutrients and the cells will shed fat. Now, here's the problem. When many people lose weight, they also create a lot of flab on their body. We're going to show you tonight on this call, as Amy and I go through our plan, we're going to show you how we have answered all the reasons why diets don't work. We have created a weight loss plan that is absolutely guaranteed to work. And it has been proven on two extremely needing and well-deserving of the attention they got, but also two people who were really too much for anyone else to handle. Two weight loss problems that were more than anyone else could handle, and we took them on, and we won fast, and we won big.
Wow. Well, before we get into, I'm sure many of you might know Tiny Manny Yarbrough's story and Jaina's story, and that's who the two people that Dave are referring to. I want you to go back in and tell us a little bit about the myth of the fat gene. Is it just, are you just born with the fat gene? Am I just predisposed to being overweight because my mom or my dad or my grandmother or grandfather was overweight? Because I know a lot of people think that.
You know, I'll tell you this much. The myth of the fat gene is absolutely that you are not predisposed to be fat because people in your family are fat. There is, of course, genetic predisposition to be large. And being large and being, you know, overweight are not the same. There are many large people who naturally might weigh 180 to 280 pounds because they are large people.
Right,
however,
a big bone structure and et cetera.
Being fat, however, is lifestyle. And if it's not lifestyle, then it may be something physiological like an underactive thyroid or a hormonal imbalance. But when you eat the proper foods, those things can and will be corrected. So the myth of the fat gene is as follows. There is something called socialization. Socialization is a little bit like brainwashing. Don't be mad, anybody. I shouldn't have said that. Socialization is a cultural predisposition to act a certain way. If we are raised as a Hasidic Jew, then there's a good chance we are going to raise our children as Hasidic Jews. If we are raised as a devout Muslim, there's a chance that we'll raise our children as a devout Muslim. If we were born into a fundamentalist Christian family, we will probably raise our children as fundamentalist Christians. This is called religious socialization, and there have been scientific studies that prove that 95% of people pass on their religious beliefs to their children so effectively that the children are devoutly nearly as devout as their parents or more so. Now, I have studied what I call culinary socialization, and I write about this in my book, 21 Days to Defeat Diabetes, that will be coming out in the mid of 2007. Now, in my book, I describe what is called culinary socialization, and this is where we've tracked twins, or have at least studied the result of people who have tracked twins, not us personally, but Sandy from the Diabetes Resource Center and I have gotten information about twins who are separated and had different culinary upbringings, different culinary socialization, and they had dramatically different body styles, dramatically different health issues, and states of longevity. And that really shoots down the fat gene myth. The truth of the matter is, if your mom liked fried chicken and baked potatoes with sour cream, there's a good chance you're going to like fried chicken and baked potatoes with sour cream. If your mom put a lot of butter on her bread, chances are you're going to put a lot of butter on your bread. If your mom, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we are eating in a pattern consistent with the way that our predecessors ate, with the exception of the modern food has hydrogenated oils, preservatives, chemical additives, but for the most part, other than that part of the food, we are going to eat the way our family ate, and thus we are going to have a similar physiology to our family. It's not genetic, it is social. Nurture versus nature.
Nature.
Story.
Exactly, and that's why it's so absolutely important for those of us that are parents, or that are caregivers, that we provide a very good example to our children, you know, because they're going to pattern themselves exactly after us. If I drink a green drink, you know, the little kids that I'm around think it's cool to drink a green drink. You know, if you're the cool auntie and you're drinking a green drink, your nieces and nephews are going to drink a green drink. But if you're making a face and saying, oh, this is disgusting and I will never drink this, believe it or not, your kids will not drink the green drink, you know.
I'm sitting here looking at that picture, Amy, that gentleman sent us.
Yeah, of his granddaughter, yeah.
And she is just, her face is covered in green. She's got this huge smile, and she's got her hands gripped around a glass of green drink. It is awesome.
Yeah, that's an awesome picture and an awesome testimonial. But, I mean, it is so true. We used to work trade shows, like, every single weekend, and we'd be standing there with our commute and our barley, and a parent would walk up or a family would walk up, and they'd never heard of wheatgrass, they'd never heard of barley green before, and we'd say, here, try this. And maybe it'd be a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or even a 10-year-old. And if the parent said, oh, wow, this isn't bad, and they drank it down, you better believe the kids would drink it down and go, wow, that's not bad. But if the parent made a face and said, oh, this is disgusting, you couldn't even get the kid to try it.
But if it was a 2-year-old or younger, I'd say, hey, let me show you what an instinct of a child will teach you. And you
Absolutely.
Give it to the child, and the child will drink the whole glass, demand more, and cry and kick until they get more. And I'm not lying, because
no,
the child has this amazing ability to take in what is truly healthy. Their taste buds haven't been adulterated, and they haven't been corrupted.
Right, and they're not socialized enough to know. But when they get just a little bit older and they want to imitate the parents, you know, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what we're talking
about. You're absolutely
right.
And that brings me to my favorite saying that I always tell parents: your kids will never do what you say to do. Your kids will do what you do. Kids will imitate you. If you sit there all day and say, son, you better not smoke, and then they see you sneak out behind the barn and smoke, they are going to be sneaking out behind the barn and smoking themselves the minute they get a chance.
Exactly. Like, there's this song, I'm in Texas and I'm listening to country radio. It's called I've Been Watching You, Dad, Ain't That Cool? Because, like, the little kid is doing every single thing the dad is doing, and he's like, where'd you learn that, son? And he answers back,
that.
I've been watching you, Dad, and it's so absolutely true.
It's something like that. Yeah, I was listening to K-Frog, and I heard that song. I know exactly the one you're talking about. So,
but anyway, well, why don't we talk a little bit about Tiny and... Well, actually, I'm sorry. Let me change that agenda. We have a weight loss pack that we put together that's on the website that we think is a great idea to perhaps give to somebody for Christmas, give it to yourself for Christmas, and say, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start doing something to control my weight. And so we wanted to go over what someone who, you know, maybe you need to lose 20 pounds, maybe you need to lose 30 pounds, maybe you want to lose 5 pounds. And these are about some products that that we suggest that you can use to do that. So I want to talk about these three products first, then I want to go on and tell the story of Manny Tiny Yarbrough and Jaina. And also what's really cool is if you order Dave's book, which is also available on the website, it gives the whole story of Tiny Manny Yarbrough. So if we don't get a chance to cover everything in detail tonight, you can read about it as well in the Green Food Bible. So why don't we start out, Dave, by talking about the weight loss control pack. And the first product in the pack happens to be our Kamut blend. And so tell us a little bit about how the Kamut blend can really enhance and help you in your weight loss control plan.
Well, basically, what I've tried to do is I wanted to give people the simplest, most effective tool, very inexpensive, for people who want to prove to themselves that they can begin to lose weight with a very simple change in their life. And we're going to start with three simple products. And this is a basic weight loss program that anybody could use and that anybody could be really quite effective losing weight with. And it starts with a green drink. Now, a green drink is amazing. Because when you are hungry, let's say that you you have a meal, and let's say that your stomach, after you shrink, has all that ghrelin, that hormone precursor, lining your stomach, right? And your body has all those acids that are predisposed and all that digestive stuff that's predisposed, waiting for you to eat that meal that it knows you're going to have. But instead of eating a big meal, you take a glass of our green juice, either the organic Kamut blend, it might be our barley, it could be the more greens, it might be the best of greens. You take one of those green drinks and you take that instead of a meal, and the first thing it does is the water that it's mixed with, it has all these dissolved nutrients, it coats the entire outside of the stomach and it washes away that ghrelin. So all of a sudden, those signals, your body believes that you've had a meal because you've got all the lining of your stomach has been touched with food. That's very important. Not with water, because water doesn't have nutrients, but the green juice will. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the green juice is highly alkaline. Because the green juice is highly alkaline, it will neutralize those acids that would otherwise potentially cause harm because of gastric reflux or hiatus hernia or just an over concentration of acids. And so it has a lot of protein in it, 24% protein. So the hydrochloric acid has something to do. It has a lot of other, carbohydrate and a small amount of fat. It has a lot of things for your body to digest. And it's loaded with enzymes. It's a living food. And so it satisfies your hunger by smothering out the ghrelin. It will satisfy your cells by providing a high amount of nutrients so that they will believe that you had a meal. And it also, as we said, is going to neutralize the acids that would otherwise build up when you do not eat. Now, here's the important thing. When we talk about satisfying the cells, that when we eat, let's say, a meal, and even if we eat a large meal, but that is a high-calorie and low-nutrient meal, well, your cells never get cellular satisfaction at the nutrient level. And so even though you've eaten, they still send a signal from the brain saying, hey, I'm sorry, the cells send a signal to the brain. Then, hey, why aren't you feeding me?
Yeah, I still need something here.
Yeah, I need a meal. And, like, your brain's going, well, wait a minute, I just ate, you know?
Right.
And the problem is that you smelled food, you put food on your fork, you put the food in your mouth, you chewed the food, you swallowed the food, but when that food was supposed to be providing nutrients to your body, it didn't. So you went through all of the motions, but you didn't get the end result. And so what we try to explain to you is that you could be overfed but undernourished. Isn't that right, Amy?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the problem with most of us today that are overweight is that's exactly what we're doing. We're eating the junk. We're eating the high-calorie, low-nutrient-dense food, and the cells are never getting satisfied, so we just keep reaching for another Dorito, another potato chip, maybe another burrito, another handful of junk, but the cells are never satiated, and so the brain keeps saying, give me nutrients, give me nutrients, give me nutrients.
Exactly, exactly. And we've all seen it happen because I've been stuffed before and been hungry, and it's so weird.
Oh, I know. It's so weird. It's like, wow, didn't I just eat like two Reese's peanut butter cups? Or, I mean, didn't I just eat a king-size Reese's peanut butter cup or something like that, you know? And or a Butterfinger, I think, is probably the worst. But
you are hilarious.
And then you're like, the worst is with those little Halloween candy ones, you know, the little serving ones. Oh, I'll just have one. Oh, no. And then after you've had five, you're like, wow, but I'm still hungry.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I have to say that I have in my day done that, but it's been a while. So, I like to eat sometimes, like I like to eat, you know, like the comfort food. I go to a relative's house and they've got the traditional food and I'll eat it and I'll be full I'll be going, I'm still hungry, and I know it's myself saying, you didn't give me what you promised me, you know?
Exactly. I know.
So that's definitely ties back to that. So the green food does the exact opposite. It makes sure that you're satisfied at the cellular level. But there's another part of it.
Well,
you and I developed a little secret with the activated barley I wanted to share with people, but what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, like, especially during these crazy times, these holiday times when you know there's going to be food that maybe you normally wouldn't eat, but these comfort foods are going to be around, it's a great idea to have a big green drink like 30 or 45 minutes before you sit down to that big meal and get some of those nutrients satiated, those nutrient needs satiated.
Less, you know, put less of every little thing. Take a little bit of everything, but then just tell yourself, I'm going to go back when this is gone, and I tell you, you probably won't go back.
Exactly. Or if you're going to go to a party, and that's the worst, where you go to a party and you have all these finger foods and you just stand there and nibble, and, you know, maybe you eat 100 cocktail weenies, you know? I mean, I don't do that, but it's possible. I've seen people do it.
Oh, I've seen my relatives do it. Yes, definitely.
But, you know what, have that big green drink before you go to that party, and it really will help you, you know, avoid doing that. But let's go on and talk about the activated barley.
Well, a few years ago, Amy and I were blessed enough to meet a gentleman from Sweden from a company called Nutritech, and we were looking at how we might be able to help with relief efforts and, you know, different in famine-struck areas and things, and we thought that the green food might be a good thing to use. And so we contacted this organization, and we asked them if they could use our green food, and they said, you know, we're actually doing pretty good because we've got this amazing stuff. It's called activated barley. And I said, oh, you mean you're already using green barley? And they said, no, this isn't green barley. This is a food that was used by the Romans and the Greeks years ago to feed babies whose mothers died at birth. And it was used to feed elderly people who could no longer chew and eat food because their teeth were no longer working. And then it was used with the Roman army as a simple food to feed them as they marched and literally conquered all of Europe, and it was also fed to gladiators who fought in the circus. And I'm like, God, this is amazing. I said, well, tell me about it in modern use. They said, in modern use, we could ship 3 tablespoons for every person, and that will keep them totally satisfied, alive and well, you know, with only 3 tablespoons a day. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Whoa.
Amazing. So Amy and I asked if we could have the rights to use this patented food. It's a certified organic raw food loaded with enzymes. And we asked if we could use it. It wasn't organic when the way they were making it commercially for the, you know, for the United Nations, but they now have an organic method that they used for us. And so this pre-sprouted barley is an amazing thing. It is not a sprouted barley. It's a barley that's been germinated but not sprouted. And the patent allows them to freeze the plant, to suspend the animation. And so when you take this food into your body, it has amazing life qualities, but all of the energy that it was about to use to sprout, it uses instead for your body. So it is amazingly energizing, not to where you're going to be had a cup of coffee. It gives you a slow, steady energy for hours. And the reason it does that is because it turns into beta-glucan gel, adheres itself to your small intestines, and slowly feeds glucose and nutrients into your blood. And so when you combine this with the greens and you mix them together and drink it, I'm telling you, it is so amazing at telling your body that you've eaten, and it tells your body you've eaten and you're satisfied for hours.
Hours, yeah, that's absolutely true.
And it's really cool stuff, so, and it's really inexpensive. I think, Amy, that if you're paying full retail for the Komoot and full retail for the activated barley, you're spending $45 a month.
Right. It's something. Yeah, it's very economical, very economical.
And, of course, you know, I think that that is fantastic. Now, the activated barley has got a slow-burning carbohydrate, what's called a polysaccharide carbohydrate, and we know that polysaccharides boost the immune system. Well, that polysaccharide carbohydrate is called beta-glucan 1,3,1,6, and beta-glucan 1,3,1,6 is typically found in the mycelium of certain mushrooms like maitake, and it is sold, not the defraction, I apologize, it's not the maitake defraction. It is found, however, in the mycelium of other mushrooms, and it is sold for a very high price, and the reason why is because it boosts the immune system. Well, guess what? When you take our activated barley, you not only get the beta-glucan 1,3,1,6 that boosts the immune system, you also get the regular beta-glucan that lowers cholesterol and helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels within the body. So you're boosting the immune system, you're stabilizing the blood glucose, and you're lowering cholesterol while you're losing weight? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Now remember, we have recipes for activated barley where you can make activated barley gravy, activated mm-hmm. barley desserts, activated barley smoothies, and all of these delicious-tasting gravy, delicious-tasting desserts, and they help you lose weight. So it's amazing stuff. And what we have put together this pack that Amy's telling you about with 3 products, the greens, the activated barley, and then
And for those times that maybe you want to eat those 100 cocktail weenies, this will help you. It's a product called Control, and it's a product that has several different synergistically combined ingredients that help control the appetite, help balance out blood glucose levels, blood sugar levels, and have the carbohydrate blocker. So if you do have a moment where you know you're going to indulge a little bit in some of those comfort foods, maybe you love mashed potatoes and you just can't push away from them at Thanksgiving dinner, you can take this product and it really can help let those carbs pass through the body and not turn to fat. So it's definitely,
Amy,
when the willpower isn't there, you can use the Control.
Amy, do you remember when we were first getting involved in the Get Tiny project and there was a gentleman named Dave Lotwin who we used to communicate with a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that he was a big, heavy guy. Right? I mean, he was a big guy. Now, I mean, he's like the guy you'd see as a bouncer at the club, like 350 pounds,
Right.
And he never told me he wanted to lose weight.
Okay.
Well, about 4 months ago, he calls Shadonna and I on our radio show, and he says, Dave, Dave, we haven't seen each other in a while. And he says, I got to tell you, I've been listening to your radio show, and I think that something I never told you is I was inspired by what you did with Manny, and I just started taking the Control because, I'm not a big green drink guy, He said, I started taking the Control and the Master Aminos, but the Master Aminos came later after but the Control, I lost 50 pounds since December, Dave.
And wow.
I'm like, dude, it's only like August. I mean, I'm sorry, it's only like June. I said, so you lost 10 pounds a month only taking the Control? And he's like, oh, yeah, and it was easy. He said, he goes, it's amazing. Every meal I ate was a little bit smaller, and I could tell even when I ate bad meals, and even when I had the pizza or the mashed potatoes, whatever, he said it didn't bloat me up, and it didn't end up on my hips.
Right.
And it was amazing. He started in January, like January 23rd, and he called something like June 23rd, and in less than six months, that's right, it was 5 months, he had lost 50 pounds, 10 pounds a month.
That's awesome. No, it's a great product. We've had lots and lots of testimonials about, the appetite suppressing, activity. And like you said, it helps move those carbs down on through so you're not going to, get bloated and it's not going to, like you said, attach itself to your hips.
Should we tell them a little bit about what we put in Control-Ims?
Exactly. Well, the first ingredient is Garcinia cambogia, I believe is how you say it, or cambogia.
Garcinia cambogia.
And it goes by the trade name Citron. We do use the trademarked researched variety called Citron. And
it's clinically proven.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that, that's the one that we chose clearly because it was clinically proven.
Absolutely. And we put a full dose of Citron in each serving of Control, and that is, a time-tested fruit that's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for appetite suppressing and weight control for thousands of years. Is that correct?
Absolutely. In fact, it is an Ayurvedic herb, and it's been used to lower cholesterol. It's been used to control high blood pressure. It's been used for diabetes, and it has been used for losing weight for a long, long time before doctors even knew what those conditions were.
Right. Then we went down to, so that's kind of over in the India area. We went down to South America, Central and South America, and looked for what the natives there, have been using for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and we found the Opuntia cactus.
Absolutely. Now, Opuntia has been used by what are called both shamanic and by the Amazonian, herbal practitioners like the Oshininka tribes, but mostly this is a desert plant because it is a cactus. So it's not really indigenous to, let's say, the rainforest area. To the contrary, it's part of the desert area. And what this cactus is has an amazing fiber in it, and this fiber expands to 10 to 20 times its natural size once it hits like your stomach and your intestines, so it gives you a full feeling, but it also has the ability to coat again and fill up and to neutralize that ghrelin that we've spoken about. So it helps with that. Now, Opuntia is a natural blood glucose stabilizer. As we know, there are certain soluble fibers that are very efficient at helping control the level of sugar in our blood. And when you do that, when the blood sugar, and this is one of the other reasons why diets don't work, Amy, and we didn't cover all of them, is because our blood sugar, when we have a carbohydrate craving, when our blood sugar glucose level drops below a certain level, we get another irresistible urge. So if we are reducing the amount of calories that we're consuming, that means we're reducing the amount of calories that could be in the blood, and thus we'll get more blood glucose cravings. Things like Opuntia and green foods and activated barley, which stabilize blood glucose, stop the carbohydrate cravings, which lead to binge eating.
Right.
And that is another reason for the Opuntia. So amazing South American herb from the desert region versus the Garcinia gambogia, which is from a rainforest region of India.
Then we also add the more recently researched white kidney bean extract, which acts as the carbohydrate blocker. Do you want to explain a little bit about
that? I can't remember if it was a Swiss or a Dutch company, Amy. Maybe you could refresh my memory. But one of them did some significant research on the kidney bean fiber, the soluble fiber from white kidney beans. And they found that the soluble fiber from white kidney beans had an amazing ability to basically, it's like a sponge for sugar. And so when we take sugar into our body, simple sugars, remember, and also starches that convert to sugars. So when you eat mashed potatoes, they will very quickly, as soon as they hit your enzyme called catalase, they will quickly turn into glucose. And as a consequence, your blood sugar will spike. Well, the carbohydrates that turn quickly into glucose are actually negated. They're actually absorbed by this fiber from the kidney beans. And thus, those carbohydrates become complex again. So they switch the simple sugar back into a complex carbohydrate. They slow it down. And thus, your body doesn't get a chance to redigest it, and you never have the excess sugar, which could turn to fat cells in your body. And that is a really clinically proven and an amazing product, but it does not work alone. It was sold as a standalone product, and we found that if you didn't use it as part of an overall regimen, it was not as effective because it only addressed one small part of losing weight.
And that's what is so awesome about Control, is that there's three synergistically combined ingredients.
Remember that it's been proven that the green tea extract.
Green tea extract, right, can rev up that metabolism.
Exactly. So the exact opposite of what you do when you starve yourself, you're actually, when taking the green tea, you're going to tell your body, go ahead and burn fat. No problem. And so green tea, again, reverses one of those reasons why diets don't work. This is a green tea extract with a 40% catechin content. That's vitally important, because it's the concentrated green tea that will have the most dramatic effect. Otherwise, you'd have to drink a glass of green tea two times an hour over the whole day, and we don't want you to have to do that.
You'd spend all your day in the bathroom. But anyway, that's
what... Amy, that reminds me. Thank you for mentioning that. Do you know how most diet products work, Amy?
They're diuretics. They just pull water out.
Exactly. How much does water weigh a gallon, Amy?
Isn't it like 8 pounds a gallon or something
like
that?
That's right, 8.2 pounds a gallon. Now, do you know that most diets will have you lose between a half and 2 gallons of water, most of the modern diet products, which means you're going to lose between 5 and 16 pounds. But when you do that, when your cells are dehydrated, this is false weight loss. You get, headaches, body aches, cramping, and most importantly, your body uses water to flush fat, so during that time that you're dehydrated, you will not be losing
fat. You will not burn any fat. Yep.
The exact opposite of what you need to do. Am I convincing you yet that diets don't work?
Right. Yeah, you are me. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? We're running a little bit short on time, so I just wanted to recap the three products that are in the Weight Control Pack. It's the Kamut, the organic kamublin, the organic activated barley, and then the control, which is 180 count vegetarian capsules. So that gives you enough to take 3 servings a day for a whole entire month. And you will definitely, after taking one bottle, be able to, you know, see the difference and feel the difference of being on this program for a month. So if you go to the website, if you go to www.phporder.com and click on the Christmas gift section, which is right at the top, you can read all about the weight loss pack. And if you'd like to send that, you know, like I said, give it to yourself as a gift or give it to a friend, family, or loved one, I'm sure they would definitely appreciate the love that came with that gift. So let's talk quickly, because we are running out of time, because we have to be sensitive for the people that like to burn these CDs and play them in their car.
Yeah, let's push quickly through the next two sections, which let's tell Jaina's story, but let's start with Manny.
Yeah. Well, why don't you go ahead and start with Manny?
Okay. Well, basically, what happened was there was a gentleman, a former sumo wrestler, amateur sumo wrestling champion of the world. His name was Manny, nicknamed Tiny Yarborough. And Manny had a really bad thing happen to him. He was going out for the Olympics seven years ago, and he was a half a minute late to the weigh-in, and he got disqualified, even though he was favored to win. His manager was furious because he had told him, whatever you do, don't miss that weigh-in. His wife was furious. His friends, who had supported him financially and emotionally, were furious. And, unfortunately, because of his laissez-faire attitude, he lost everything. He lost his friends. He lost a $1 million sponsorship. He lost his trainer, Yane, who was a world-class trainer. He lost, again, his manager and his wife. Lost everything. And this sent him into a spiral where he began to eat for the sheer, feeling it gave him of satisfaction when he couldn't get satisfaction in any other way. And soon he found himself at over 850 pounds. The doctors told him he was going to die. He had sleep apnea. He had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. He had amazingly severe arthritis in his knees from trying to walk. And he had water on his heart and water in his lungs. And so when I told everybody that I was going to take this man on and I was going to help him out, they told me, you'd better get, and Amy told me over and over, you'd better get him to sign a liability form that says that if he dies, it's not your fault. Nobody believed that he was not going to die. I brought him up to my ranch, and I began up to the Oasis Retreat. It's a property that Amy and I own up in the mountains, an amazingly beautiful place that we've put together for people to come to change their lives. We brought him up there, and we put him on a specialized program of solid and liquid days. And every single 2 hours of every single day, he was responsible for taking in a nutrient-dense, low-calorie food. And we spelled out the entire program, which could be found on the website at phporder.com. You could find the entire 7-step rotation diet, or the 7-step rotating diet. It's rotating because there's 7 steps on the liquid days and 7 steps on the solid days. And these are the exact steps that Manny used to lose over. Now check this out. He was losing 15 pounds every week. 15 pounds a week, week after week after week. He was never hungry. He was never sick. And most importantly, after only 2 weeks on this program, he had no more sleep apnea, no more water in his lungs, no more water on his heart, no more high cholesterol, no more high blood pressure, no more diabetes, and the arthritis was going away.
And what I think is one of the most amazing parts is after he lost the weight, his skin was actually tighter, and he was much firmer. He did not have, like, baggy folds of skin like you would expect after a person would lose 200 pounds. Basically, he lost an entire person, and he did not have any excess skin. And that is, especially for women, it's such a concern. You want tight skin. And by using the regimen that they've designed, and especially using the Master Amino Complex, that when you lose the weight, your skin, the elasticity comes back, shrinks in, and you do not have those flabby, saggy, baggy skin things that most
Imagine.
People do when they have significant weight loss.
Amy, you weigh around 120 pounds. That means that he lost two of you.
Yeah.
He lost two of you, and he lost three Heidis. No.
Right. Three Heathers.
And three Heathers. But anyway, the bottom line is that the key to his weight loss, I want to talk about two more products before we go, Amy. And
okay.
People will read about all of the products. But the two products that are most important are going to be the Master Amino Acid Complex and the healthy fat that comes from the coconut oil. You see, a medium-chain triglyceride, like is found in our coconut oil, actually forces the body to burn fat. In fact, one of the funniest stories I'll tell you that proves that coconut oil burns fat is when coconut oil was, when everybody was told that coconut oil was really bad back in the 50s,
right,
back in the 60s, and they tried to sell everybody hydrogenated oil very successfully, by the way, instead of healthy coconut oil. Well, the cattle ranchers thought they were going to be really smart. They bought all the now very, very cheap coconut oil because nobody was buying it, and the price of coconut oil was at an all-time low. They bought all that cheap coconut oil, fed it to their cows, and they laughed as they thought, we're going to fatten up those cows and make a ton of money for cheap because this coconut oil is practically free. Well, there was a little trick that nature played on them. Coconut oil actually helps you burn fat, causes the body to burn fat, and they had the skinniest cows in the West. True story, documented story.
Right.
If you want to lose weight, you've got to take the proper fat. Now, I'll explain as fast as I can, and I explained it to a woman today on the phone. She said this was great. If you draw a triangle in your mind, just draw a triangle with 3 points, then if you put one circle on the top of one of those points, that is what a vegetable oil looks like. That one circle represents one fat molecule out of a potential three fat molecules, okay? Now, the three fat molecule capacity is only filled with one fat molecule, and as a consequence, vegetable oils will quickly rancify. The reason why is because those other 2 points are receptor sites. There's three receptor sites. Fat is on one of them. The other two receptor sites absorb oxygen, and that oxygen in a ratio of 2-1 quickly oxidizes that fat and makes it rancid and bad. Well, they learned how to stop that. They instead put two hydrogen molecules onto the two receptor sites. As a consequence, no oxygen could attach to the receptor sites, and that oil would never rancify. That is called a hydrogenated oil. Okay? Now, let's go back to our 3 points in our triangle. If you take and put a circle on every point, that is an animal fat. You see that there's no receptor sites open, so it's difficult for your body to break this down. There's nothing, there's no place for the enzymes and for the other and the oxygen to go to break it apart. Now, if a food oxidizes outside of the body, that's bad. But if it oxidizes inside of the body, that's good. It's called digestion. And so when you take an animal fat into the body, your body has a hard time breaking it down because all three of the receptors are filled with fat. That's called a saturated fat. It is saturated completely with fat, all three receptor sites. Now, Amy, what does the coconut oil have on those 3 points? It only has two circles. There's only two pieces of fat. You see that there's an open receptor site, correct?
Right.
When you eat coconut oil, your body grabs that open receptor site, puts an enzyme in it, breaks apart the fat, and starts the fire.
Wow.
Once your body starts burning fat, it wants to keep burning
fat. Keep burning it. Right, right.
So check this out. When you take some paper and some you know, little sticks, you
right,
light them, like, then they will fuel the burning of the big log.
Of the logs, right.
Well, saturated
like
fat. Yes, yeah, saturated fat is the log. And the fuel that's going to get it burning is the coconut oil.
Wow.
And so your body has all these fat cells, and when you start taking coconut oil, it starts the fat-burning fire, and it just keeps going. And the fuel it uses, once the coconut oil's gone, is the other fat in your body.
Wow. That is very neat.
Now, there is another way to help burn fat, Amy, and I know you're familiar with this. What do you need to do to help burn fat?
Build muscle.
Muscle uses fat as fuel. Did you know that? Muscle is the arch enemy of fat. It grabs fat and burns it when it needs energy.
Exactly, and that's why they – yes, exactly, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that's why they say weight training is actually better at burning fat than cardio activity.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Amy. Cardio, or what is called aerobic exercise, does not burn fat after the first, 20 minutes or something, Amy? Once your heart rate hits a certain level, I have the numbers, but I don't have them.
Right, I don't have them memorized, but right, exactly, something like that. Whereas weight training, building muscle, you will continue to burn fat much longer, even when you're done with your workout.
That's right. If you work out for at least 20 minutes with weights, your body burns fat like you are still working out for a full hour.
Exactly.
Your muscles keep contracting and expanding after you've lifted weights. And that continues the fat-burning process. So the reason I'm saying that is because the master amino acid complex is the number one product after the green drink, in my opinion, that is going to change your physiology. This has 36 clinical studies. It's in the physician's desk reference. It is the perfectly structured, all-vegetarian, non-soy protein. And when you take the master amino, within 20 to 30 minutes, your body starts building lean connective muscle. This product is used in hospitals to feed old people who can't exercise and who can't eat protein because it overburdens their kidneys and they have muscle wasting. That is a medical condition. This product is meant and designed and in the physician's desk reference to reverse muscle wasting. Now, Amy, if we can't build muscle, that's muscle wasting. I don't care if you're old and in a hospital or not.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to brag about Amy for a minute. If you were to see Amy, you would see an absolutely, first of all, she's beautiful and she's intelligent, but she is in phenomenal shape. She's about 12% body fat. She flexes and she has very good musculature, and her body burns fat like a machine. I mean, she actually could indulge. She could go out and have cake and have some mashed potatoes or whatever, and it's okay for Amy because she knows she's going to be back in the gym, lifting the weights, taking the right food, and it is a treat and not a cheat. And that's pretty cool when you know that 95% of the time you're doing things just right, and that 5% of the time you want to enjoy yourself, throw your hair back, loosen your tie, whatever it is, and enjoy. That's my philosophy.
That's what I'm doing because I'm at my parents' house, and my mom's a really good cook.
Oh, my Lord. You are at the gingerbread house. I'm not joking, people. She is at the gingerbread house.
Yeah. So, we are running a bit short on time, and there is so much more subject matter that we wanted to cover. So I think what we're going to have to do is continue this call, not next week, but the week after. Next week's call is going to be all about immune boosting because everyone is starting to get that cold, that flu, that sinus infection. It's just that time of year. So we want to talk about what you can do to stay healthy for the holidays and during this travel and holiday season. So that's what next week's call is going to be about. And then I think, if it's okay with you, the week after, we should go right back to weight loss, and we should talk about Jana's story, and we should continue on with the 7-step diet and talk about how the other products can help in your weight loss and your weight control, challenge.
Absolutely. We could even invite people. We could save this on the replay line and run it again perhaps in that week or that day. No, we can't do anything like that? Okay, my bad. I shouldn't have.
Wait. I'm sorry. Maybe
If there's a way that we could encourage people to listen on the back office, or maybe we could email it to them, or maybe we could keep it on a replay line to where they could listen to the first half prior to the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe we could email out the web link. Exactly, and then email out the two web links together once we've got both calls complete.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why don't we, if we want to take, we only literally have about 4 minutes for questions, 4 to 5 minutes for questions, if we want to open up the lines for questions. And I just want to say one last thing. I would love to encourage everyone to go to the website and order your copy of the Green Foods Bible, David's brand new book. We have copies in stock that Dave is signing. They make great Christmas presents. And like I said, there is a whole section about the program he put together for Tiny Manny Yarbrough, and you can read about the whole story. It's just a really amazing, wonderful book.
Well, I have to say that the book is available through us now. It won't be available through bookstores for a while. The reason why is because we printed 200 copies of a limited edition version. And if you would like one of those limited edition versions, it is noted on the cover as being a limited edition collector's item. They will be personally signed. And that's about as much self-promotion. I think I could get out right now.
So I have to tell you that
you will enjoy the book, and I'm waiting. I think that I've unlocked the phone line, so if you have a question, please do speak up. Hello?
Maybe you didn't have it unlocked.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, did you have a question out there tonight?
So I was wondering if there is another time or another place where I can email David and ask him a question, but it's not about weight loss.
Always.
Well, why don't you email info@phporder.com, those emails, if it's a question specifically for David, will get forwarded to him, and he can answer it and then reply back to you.
That's info@php.order.
No, phporder.com.
Start at the beginning. That's info@phporder.com.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome.
Great,
good.
Thank you.
Now, I do have a question regarding this as well. My partner is diabetic type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
And I just heard at the beginning of this that you are putting out a book.
We are. It is called 21 Days to Defeat Diabetes. And we have a diabetes battle plan that's available now, absolutely free. So please call and request that, and we'll get it out to you.
Oh, fantastic. And now, can he go on something like this?
Absolutely.
Right away?
Okay. Are you kidding me? This is a phenomenal diabetes diet as well.
Because he is overweight, and it's right in his middle. And it's the scariest thing, because he has this, like, pouch that just comes right out of his middle.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
And we could help. Promise.
Good. Okay. All right. That's all. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you for those questions. They were good ones, and we're happy to help. Are there any other questions out there with just a few minutes left?
I have one.
Okay.
Sure.
I have the information on the Oasis Retreat, and I have always said that if I'm going to lose weight, I need to go to an island.
Rosie,
So I'm wondering what sorts of things that would be offered there for weight loss.
Well, you are going to, first of all, everybody who goes there is going to have the opportunity to go on the weight loss program. We will provide you with all of the tools that you need in order to do exactly what Manny and what Jaina did when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Jaina was losing a pound to a pound and a half a day. Manny was losing 2 pounds a day. And they were never hungry, and they were always satisfied. Absolutely, I think, important for you to do a 3 or 4 day stay and let me jumpstart your body, jumpstart your life, and get you, pointed in the right direction.
That was a question I had. Can you do 4 nights back-to-back?
You can. If you would like a extended stay, we can arrange for that. What we would probably do is have you go on one of our scheduled 4 days, and then we would have 3 days where you would be there without the rest of the group.
Oh.
So we'd have you stay there for like 7 days versus three, 7 nights versus 3 nights or something like that. Jaina was there for 13 days, and she is now about to drop below 200 pounds after being at almost 260 only 100 days ago.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Is that something I can call the office and get information about?
Absolutely. Call, ask for Amy or Shadonna or Robin or Dave, and one of us will get on and tell you everything you need to know.
That's great. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much about asking about the Oasis, because we were going to talk about that tonight, but we ran out of time, so that's absolutely perfect. But unfortunately,
the Oasis is a place that's right about 200 miles, about over 100 miles from any polluting industry. It's a beautiful, secluded valley up in the mountains, 36 mineral springs, thousands of trees. There's ponds and streams and lots of recreation, yoga room, sauna, massage room, weight room. There's a swimming pool. There's a running track. There's, you know, just everything, meditation garden. It is very well equipped to help you change your life permanently. And I have to say that the people who have been there have, with one of our outings, have been so impressed that literally we saw tears from most people when they had to leave. It was that nice of an experience for them. And we hope to provide a similar experience for each of you if you decide to come.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and thank you, Dave, for taking time to be with us tonight. I did want to remind everyone that now that Dave's obligation as a soccer coach dad is over, we're going to take our Tuesday night product education conference calls and move them back to Wednesday nights starting next week, and we will send out a voice reminder, a telephone reminder, as well as a couple email reminders to get everybody back on track on the Wednesday night calls, same time, same number, same place. Next week's call is going to be all about immune boosting and staying healthy during this crazy, hectic holiday season. And I also want to remind everybody, please check out the improvements that we've made to the Platinum Health Products website. So please go to www.phporder.com and check out some of the new things that we have on the website, including the schedule of conference calls. And if you'd like to re-access this information and share it with a friend, family, or loved one, you can do it by a couple ways. We try to make it as easy as possible for you. One is by calling 212-461-8911, starting in the morning. That is the replay line at 212-461-8911. Or you can log on to the back office. You can check it out there, or if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link so you can listen to it right there on your computer. So once again, thank you, Dave, so much for being with us tonight, and I wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. I want to thank Amy for doing an excellent job once again as the moderator, and she always brings an amazing fun and light and friendly voice to the call. So I know that we all love her for that, as do I. So, Amy, thank you once again.
Oh, thank you. And everybody have a big glass of green drink before you sit down for your Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah,
I know,
and
have the enzyme advantage ready.
Yes.
I know I will.
Thank you, Dave and Amy, for the exceptional products, exceptional classes.
Thank you.
They're absolutely amazing, and I love it, and I'm grateful not only before Thanksgiving, but always. Every
single
day.
Gloria, it's great to hear from you, as always.
Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.